here's a story from The World.
There are a million ways to reduce carbon emissions, drive less, fly less, cut down fewer trees. But another way to address climate change is to pull carbon dioxide that's already been emitted out of the air. It's what we're discussing today in our weekly look at climate change solutions, The Big Fix.
We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Can we turn this around?
We have no other option.
The only option that we have is to succeed.
What we do now and in the next few years will profoundly affect the next few thousand years.
The World's environment producer Anna Kussmer is with me to talk carbon capture.
Yes, Marco, carbon capture. The idea is to pull carbon directly out of the air and store it somewhere, either using engineering and technology or old-fashioned things like planting trees and creating carbon-rich soil. We actually got a listener question about carbon capture this week.
My name is Ife Oluwa, and I live in Ridgewood, Queens, New York.
Ife Oluwa asked about something called direct air capture. It's one of these engineered approaches to carbon capture. And as the name suggests, direct air capture is using technology to pluck carbon dioxide molecules directly out of ambient air. And that's opposed to other engineered carbon capture technologies like cleaning emissions from power plants. And with direct air capture, massive filters specifically absorb carbon dioxide out of ambient air, and then it can be stored somewhere. It's not exactly a new technology. It's used on submarines and spacecrafts and things like that to pull carbon out of the air in enclosed spaces so humans can continue to breathe. But it is new as a climate change solution, and it's getting a lot more attention now.
Well, it may have been around for a while, but it sounds like science fiction. What was Ife Oluwa's question?
So his question was about scale. This technology exists, but how much of a difference could it actually make?
And I was wondering if it's possible to achieve scale and reduce climate emissions using direct air capture, or if it's limited in the capacity of that technology.
What a great question, Anna. So how much of a difference can this really make?
So I dug into this question this week, and I looked at one specific company that's doing this now, and I compared what they're doing to other ways to remove carbon from the atmosphere.
All right, Anna Kussmer, the world's environment producer, let's take a listen.
A handful of companies around the world are at work taking carbon dioxide directly out of the air. The most well-known is this one.
Climeworks is the worldwide first company that is commercially capturing CO2 from ambient air.
Zurich-based Climeworks introduces itself in a slick promotional video full of sweeping views of the Swiss countryside. Founder Jan Wurzbacher paints his company as visionary.
We always had this big vision of building up technology that could impact one of the biggest challenges humanity ever faced, which is climate change.
Last month, Climeworks raised $76 million from investors, the biggest sum ever for this type of company. They have 16 plants around Europe, from Iceland to southern Italy. Huge filters suck in air, pull out the CO2, and then store it. The technology works. Christoph Beutler, the company's carbon dioxide removal manager, says that in itself is a huge accomplishment.
We have always had to fight against various skeptical points. At the beginning, a lot of people said, this can't be done, and then we did it.
The problem is that it's super expensive.
I think now the discussion is around, this can't be done cheaply.
The company's biggest plant in Switzerland removes 900 tons of CO2 a year, the equivalent of around 3,600 trees. Beutler says their goal is to scale up to several billion tons, which right now seems far-fetched because removing one ton of carbon costs them more than $600. They also need to expand their market. Right now, they sell some CO2 to Coca-Cola to put in soft drinks. But to make a real difference, they need much bigger customers. And they need funding to make the technology a lot cheaper, says Beutler.
I think you could essentially view it in a way that, we are a bit like Tesla. We have built a Model S now. It works. It's nice, but it's still expensive. And we now need people who want to engage so we can one day have a Model 3 that can save the world.
Saving the world is a lofty goal, but scientists agree that pulling CO2 out of the air in some way is necessary to limit global warming to manageable levels. The big question now is how. Monica Lupione is an expert of climate capture technologies at the University of Buffalo, who says the Climeworks approach is elegant.
I think the technology is beautiful, and they managed to achieve a very difficult task, which is capturing CO2 from a very dilute atmosphere. So I think that's great.
But she's skeptical that taking CO2 directly out of the air will ever be able to make a big difference. It's just really inefficient.
Let's imagine that there is a room full of a million of different white balls, and you have one red ball, and you want to capture that one red ball.
The red ball is one molecule of CO2. The white balls are everything else, like nitrogen and oxygen.
You will have to spend a lot of time looking for that one red ball.
Lupione says while Climeworks is getting a lot of hot press and attention, there's another style of carbon capture technology that's making more of a difference. Machines that scrub up to 90% of CO2 from the exhaust fumes at power plants and industrial factories, where carbon dioxide is much more concentrated. There are around 60 of these facilities in the world. Their impact right now is small, but if scaled up, the International Energy Agency projects they could cut global emissions by up to 14% by 2060. That approach is also much cheaper. The problem is a lot of people aren't interested in solutions that are so tied to the oil and gas industry.
This is an industry that has an established track record of having obfuscated or ignored the science of climate change.
Mark Brownstein is an energy expert with the Environmental Defense Fund. Like many environmentalists, he argues carbon capture shouldn't distract from the goal of lowering emissions in the first place.
We likely need both. And we need both quickly if we're going to avoid tripping, dangerous thresholds of warming.
Noah Deitch, who advocates for carbon removal strategies with an NGO called Carbon 180, says it's too soon to say whether direct air capture technology can successfully scale up.
I think it's to be seen, but I'm optimistic that it will present an opportunity for the environmental community that has neglected to engage on carbon capture and storage or has been very opposed to it, to re-engage in a new way that's just essential.
During our interview, I heard why it's so essential to him.
So what I think is really important is that we develop this whole... Sorry, that's my daughter also agrees. She's 9 months old, so it does matter to her that we get this right.
Deitch says companies like Climeworks are pushing the boundaries. And the fact that they're purposefully distancing themselves from the fossil fuel industry, it's not just their business model. It's good PR. For The World, I'm Anna Kussmer.
The Big Fix gives us a chance each week to think about solutions to climate change. As we hear how people around the planet are tackling the climate crisis, we welcome your questions about climate change solutions. Email us at climate@theworld.org and find more stories from The Big Fix at theworld.org/bigfix.